8:33 in the morning here on the Talk Station. And joining us is someone who is a native of North Carolina, still lives in Charlotte, and writing a number of wonderful books that we've been reading. And now his latest is called The Malacca Conspiracy. Don Brown is with us. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ben. Hello to everybody in God's country.
Yeah, amen to that. All right. I understand you're from Plymouth originally, right?
Yes, I am, and I spent quite a bit of time on the Crystal Coast and love that area. I consider myself to be a native Eastern North Carolinian, and my blood and my roots are with you, even though I'm in the big city now.
Well, tell us a little bit about your background here as far as what was your interest in all these books about the Navy and this one about terrorism on the high seas.
Well, you know, I'm an ex-naval officer. I was a JAG and never had an interest in writing novels until about 2002, 2003. When you got some more time, I'll tell you the story. But lightning struck one day, and there was a perfect blend because my publisher, Zondervan, which is owned by HarperCollins, mm-hmm. was interested in doing a JAG series. And because of my background in the Navy as a JAG, I was 5 years active, another 14 in reserves. Everything sort of blend together. And the Malacca Conspiracy, which is just being released now, although it's not part of the Navy Justice series itself, it falls mm-hmm. into the line of geopolitical thrillers, in which what I'm trying to do is look at geopolitical hot spots and issues that are on the verge of, you know, percolating and erupting, and writing about those as they affect the world today.
Yeah, and you write about an area of the world that we've mentioned. In fact, we've mentioned Malaysia twice this week. But is an area between Malaysia, Indonesia, that could be very much our hotspots for Muslim fundamentalists, and could become even more so.
Yes, indeed. And that area of the world, first of all, is one of those strategic choke points that naval thinkers always have in the back of our mind, you know, because the Malacca Strait is a strait in which most of the world's oil supply actually is transferred from the Middle East through the Io or the Indian Ocean into the Malacca Strait, then into the Strait of Singapore up to the South China Sea, and either to China or the Western United States. And that particular strait is a couple hundred miles long, but it narrows at Singapore. It's only about 3 miles across there. And interestingly, the Singaporean Navy has in the last few months issued warnings of possible strikes against oil tankers coming through those straits, which is the premise of how the novel begins. So mm-hmm. I do think there's some timeliness in terms of current events here.
Yes, we're just reading, actually, Malaysia, which is about 60% Muslim, has its largest political party reaching out to non-Muslims for the first time, and they actually have even an American Idol-type show called The Young Imam in Malaysia. Now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kuala Lumpur, the capital, is a modernized city. Now, Indonesia, which is right across the Strait of Malacca, is the most populated Muslim country in the world. A lot of people do not realize that.
Right.
But Indonesia is a large, you know, nation. Of course, Mr. Obama once lived there as a child, and it stretches from east to west almost as far as the United States does. And so that is the area in which this book is set primarily.
Mm-hmm. Again, Indonesia also being one of those areas where we have seen time and time again where people have gone to for training or been involved in terrorist activities.
That is correct. The island of Java has been hit. And, of course, Indonesia is a nation, you know, you may remember the Boxing Day earthquake in 2004 at the end of the island of Aceh there. Off the Andaman Sea, and over a quarter million people were killed there. It's been a very turbulent country, but it is vital geostrategic importance to the United States.
So tell us
and to the Western world.
Tell us a little bit about some of the protagonists in your book.
Let me see, protagonists, antagonists. Well, I have to get that straight. I never get nervous at a book sign unless my English teachers are around, or any English teacher. But the protagonist, as I recall, is a good guy. We bring Zack Brewer back by popular demand. Zack mm-hmm. Brewer is a hero of Treason, which is the novel that's really sort of hit it big, released in 2005. He comes back along with his favorite sidekick, Diane Kulcernian. And then there is a young lady who is an Indonesian lady named Christine Wulandari, who is sort of like an unsung hero who helps Kulcernian and Brewer basically crack the secret of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so this involves a conspiracy by a junta in Indonesia to overthrow the Indonesian government and replace it basically with a radical Islamic government. The antagonist I want to overthrow Indonesia and turn it into the world's first Islamic superpower.
Right.
And so that's the way the book works.
Yeah, and we unfortunately is too much as seems like too much of a real type scenario. Let's talk a little bit about what your contacts have been like. I mean, where have you gotten some of the information or background that you've done for your book?
Well, I do lots and lots of research. Of course, part of my I studied briefly through the Naval War College, you know, when I was on active duty. So I've
right.
got a little bit of feel for the geography and this sort of thing. But I do lots and lots of research. You know, when Clancy first started writing, you may know that he had Hunt for Red October printed published through the Naval Institute Press, and they thought he had access to classified material.
Right.
He was just doing a lot of research. And it's the same type thing. I do tons and tons of research, and I look for an error. I'm trying to, you know, to put my finger on the hottest pulse of the hot spots in the world. So, you know, you do a lot of research on the net. You know, you read local newspapers in Indonesia and in Malaysia. You know, you read CIA stuff that's non-classified. You go to a lot of different sources. And I probably spent, for every hour that I spent writing, I probably spent, you know, 3 hours in research.
Right. You mentioned those. You really have to be kind of the head of history, ahead of the curve, because it takes a while to write, takes a while to publish, it gets out. But often, I mean, you wrote about Russia and Georgia going at it.
Yeah, Russia and Georgia. That novel, Black Sea Affair, was released in June of 2008, and has a shooting war between Russia and Georgia. And sure enough, 2 months later, in August, about the time of the Olympics, there was a shooting war between Russia and Georgia. And again, that whole Black Sea region is a geopolitical hotspot. And that land bridge, south of the Caucasus region, is strategic because that's the land bridge that Russian forces used to go down to Afghanistan and would go into other parts of the Middle East. So, you're right. You just have to sort of be ahead of the curve.
You know, even though we have in our country a long history, obviously with the Philippines, with the war in the Pacific, World War II, we seem to ignore that area a great deal in terms of what its significance is in the geopolitical world today.
Now, that's true, and what you mentioned about World War II is also correct. You know, there was a big push to win the war in Europe, and in fact, the war in Europe was won before President Truman finally decided to drop the A-bomb. But for whatever reason, and it's unfortunate, but, you know, this section of the world is exploding. You look at what's going on with China. They own most of the U.S. debt.
Right.
Just last week, it was reported that China's manufacturing has eclipsed the United States. My next series is entitled the Pacific Rim series, as a matter of fact, with three novels encompassing that region of the world. So, yes, it's unfortunate that it's been ignored. I think part of it may be because traditionally U.S. roots are traditionally in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's changing some, but it's farther away because the Pacific is a bigger pond than the Atlantic, but it has been ignored, and it is a real, we cannot afford to ignore it anymore.
It is, again, your book, I think it's going to be a great read, just out, called The Malacca Conspiracy. Don Brown is the author, and it's available pretty much everywhere now?
That's correct. In Barnes & Noble, most bookstores, you can pick them up. They've been released in Barnes & Noble as of the 24th of June, and also available online through Amazon and Kindle release as well. So I encourage everybody to pick a copy up.
All right. Again, Don Brown's The Malacca Conspiracy. And Don, I hope that maybe you can get down here. Still have some family in Plymouth?
I do indeed. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be down in Plymouth around the middle of July, so I'm looking forward to that.
Excellent. Yeah, I know you'll enjoy it. Thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
You guys have a great Independence Day weekend. Talk to you soon.
And Don Brown, again, The Malacca Conspiracy. Pick that up in a bookstore or online now, and we'll have more to come in just a moment here on Coastal Daybreak.